Disneyland has been open in Anaheim, California since 1955, and it's about to change in a big way. Next month, it'll add a new section called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Disney bought the Star Wars production company Lucasfilm for $4 billion in 2012. Disney World in Florida will also add a Star Wars-themed section this summer. The thing is, Disney's parks already have huge crowds, and we all know how obsessed Star Wars fans can be. So Disney is making a couple of policy changes. No more large strollers, no more smoking locations starting on May 1st. Joining us now is Hugo Martin, who covers the travel industry for the LA Times. Hugo, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I have not been to Disneyland since I was 7 years old. It sounds like it's more popular than ever, even before adding in this, I guess we should just call it Star Wars Land.
Yeah. No, attendance has been growing pretty regularly every year, maybe 2-3%. It's up last time we had any numbers, about 18 million people a year at Disneyland alone.
And it's pretty expensive to go.
Yeah, it's very expensive. In fact, they tried a couple of years ago in instituting a new system in which you pay more on the busiest days and a little bit less on the less busy days, such as, you know, the middle of the week, that sort of thing. And that really didn't do anything to, you know, shorten the wait times and reduce the crowds.
So are they expecting the lines will be even longer once they have this new attraction with all the Star Wars themed parts of the park?
Yeah, they expect an onslaught pretty much. I mean, you think about it, already Disneyland is very popular. At least a couple of times a year, they reach capacity and have to actually shut the gates. Now you've got Star Wars Land, you know, one of the most popular franchises out there. You're going to draw a whole new sort of group of people who are, you know, fans of the whole Star Wars franchise. So, yeah, they've been worried about this for a while, and they've been taking action a little here, a little there for several months already.
And by the way, they're going to be opening up a Star Wars Land, if you will, in Florida at Disney World later this summer, too. So this is obviously the future of Disney in America. But let's talk about some of the changes that they are making in policy. They're getting rid of designated smoking areas. What do you think the impact of that will be?
Well, it's primarily an issue of real estate. I mean, their smoking area in Disneyland is right at the entrance of where Star Wars Land will let people in. So, you know, as part of that policy, they got rid of the smoking area in California Adventure Park. They had a couple of spots in the downtown business and shopping area. So they pretty much said, you know, we can't really afford the real estate for the smoking area. So if you want to smoke at the Disneyland Resort, you're going to have to go to some areas in the Disneyland hotels or out on the sidewalk, pretty much outside of the parks.
And what about the idea of large strollers? I imagine that by banning those, there are going to be a lot of unhappy parents.
Yeah, I know you haven't been there in a while, but it's one of the big problems of walking around is people pushing these giant strollers, and so they've banned strollers that are wider than 31 inches, and they also banned wagons, which a lot of, you know, parents like. They like to put the kids in the ice chest and all that other stuff and pull those around. And so one of the problems they still haven't figured out how to address it is, what do you do when someone shows up at the gate with a stroller that's, you know, wider than 31 inches? You can't very well stuff the stroller in a locker.
Right.
So pretty much you're going to have to haul that stroller back to your car, lock it up, and then come and rent a stroller from Disneyland for $15 a day.
Do you think that these new rules are going to hurt their business, or what's the response been?
You know, a lot of the response I've gotten is typical of what I get when I write about the crowding problems, which is people say, well, it's a headache. It's a nightmare there. There's too many people. I don't go anymore. But, you know, obviously some people do. I don't think it's going to have a huge impact, and I don't see any, you know, anything that's really going to reduce the crowds as they've been growing.
Now, when I went back so long ago, the big rides were the Matterhorn and Pirates of the Caribbean, which are still there, right?
Right.
They're still there. But how much do you think that the Star Wars attractions are going to change Disneyland?
I think for a long time, the Star Wars attractions are going to draw most of the crowds and probably, you know, ease up the crowding on some of the other, you know, more popular or previously more popular rides. So, you know, if you're a fan of Matterhorn and you know, Haunted Mansion and the others, you may actually get a break. And while everybody's trying to, you know, squeeze into Star Wars Land, you'll be able to get on these other rides with not much of a wait. At least I think that might be what'll happen preliminarily when they first start, you know, with Star Wars Land.
I guess it's a good problem for Disney to have.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that they've been struggling with for a while, and pretty much, yeah, their big problem is more demand than they can handle. One of the problems with Disneyland, it's not so much with Disney World, is Disneyland is ringed by freeways and major boulevards. They really can't expand the land. So, you know, when they built Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge, they had to take out some restaurants and some, you know, a petting zoo and some behind-the-scenes buildings to fit it, because they're literally surrounded by freeways and roads, and they cannot expand Disneyland any further. And yet the demand to come into the park is just not stopped.
Is it time for them, or is there conversation about Disney opening up another park somewhere in this country? Right now, there's still just the one in Florida and the one in California.
There have been rumors about that for quite a long time. And the last time it was addressed to Bob Iger, the chairman of Disney, he said, no, that's not a discussion right now. I think part of the reason why that may not be the discussion right now is they've invested quite a bit in their parks abroad. And their parks in China, for example, are doing, you know, remarkably well. They're generating a lot of profit. And I think the thinking is, let's go abroad and take advantage of you know, the growth of the demand out there. So I think that's where their focus is now, rather than a third park here in the U.S.
Hugo, when you look at all of the big economic engines there in California and Silicon Valley and Hollywood, how important is Disneyland for the economy of California and for the tourism economy of California?
Well, the tourism economy in California and in the U.S. in general has been super strong in the past, say, 4 or 5 years. And in Southern California in particular, theme parks have been doing really well. Universal Studios Hollywood, you know, they opened their Harry Potter attractions a few years ago. And Disneyland, as well as, you know, the convention centers around it, have been doing remarkably well. So I think the theme park and the tourism industry in general are really trying to ride this wave as much as they can. I think for the time being, it makes sense for Disney to continue to invest, and it's showing a great return for them.
It's kind of amazing just to think of all of the things in the entertainment world that have changed over the years, and that this is something that's been around, you know, since I was a kid and before that, and it's still more popular than ever.
Yeah, what's funny about Disneyland is, you know, whenever they raise prices or add blackout dates, you get sort of this outcry from people who said, you know, I've been going since I was a kid, and my parents took me there, and their parents took them there. People feel like this is sort of a right, being able to go into Disneyland and ride the Matterhorn and whatnot. And they forget that it's a business, and that this business could, you know, jack up the prices to an astronomical level, and people will still continue, because people feel like, you know, it's almost like Grand Canyon or something like that. It's funny, you see the outrage people express when prices go up.
That is Hugo Martin, who covers the travel industry for the LA Times. Hugo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.